Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem, we learn a new topic here in Pele Yoitz. We start with Amen, issue number 89. The importance of Amen, answering Amen out loud, making a bracha out loud, so a person has the opportunity to answer Amen. Let's begin. Mailus hametzapim lanus Amen. We start to discuss that even before a person answers Amen, there is the Shomer Emunim. A person is yearning, desiring the opportunity to answer Amen. You hear that? A person is not just going to answer Amen when he hears a bracha. He looks forward to the opportunity to answer Amen. Just like people look forward to a vacation, they look forward to a family trip, to go out to eat at a nice restaurant. There are people that look forward to the opportunity to answer Amen. Amen, Aleph Mem Nun, is an acronym for Kel Melech Ne'eman. And when a person answers Amen, he should answer Amen at the amount of time it takes to say those words, Kel Melech Ne'eman. We're not learning Hilchos Amen now, that we learn in the Mishnah Brura Shir. But just Pashat basic understanding of Amen. Kel Melech Ne'eman. Hashem is the king who is trustworthy to fulfill what we're saying. Whatever the bracha was. Amen. Yes. Hashem can do it. He's trustworthy for this. Says the Pele Yoitz, Yadua Kama Hefligu Zayah Kodesh. Says, if you take a look in the Zayah Kodesh Pashas Vayelech, you see how much he discusses importance. The tremendous, powerful reward of a person who answers Amen, Mishu who shomer emunim, and even before answering, he is a person who is shomer, he yearns for the opportunity. It's a whole different category now. It's not just answer, he yearns for the opportunity to answer Amen. He goes to shul with an excitement, waiting to hear a bracha, waiting to hear chazaras hashatz, so he can answer Amen, so she can answer Amen. In regards to the din, so too the flip side as well. If we see the power of a person just yearning to desire to answer Amen, and he answers Amen, the other way around, the punishment, the person doesn't care to answer Amen. The same way there's a tremendous reward for one who yearns, there's also a punishment for one who is lax about answering Amen. The Be'emes Tismar Cyrus Enoish Mir Ois Chimer Shaboy says the hair on the person's head will stand up if he realizes the severity of this topic. And as I'm saying this, I just finished the words and then I'll tell you what I wanted to say. He says a person should be pained by people who are not careful. He says people should pain people when people don't answer Amen. We had this opportunity to say, long live the king. We had the opportunity to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And people just... And if they say Amen, it's barely a whisper. Now, well, don't scream it out to the point that everybody in shul turns around to look, who's that Meshuggah? Don't do that either. Be normal. One of the first rules in Yiddishkeit is be normal. But being normal means what? Answer Amen. We have a bracha. We have a yearn, desire, the opportunity to answer Amen. I'm not going to share with you now because I need quite some time, a few minutes for it, and we're already close to 5 minutes. But there's a very powerful story with Lavush, or Mordechai Yaffe. We just quoted Lavush in the Mishnah Brura. Of a very tragic story about the importance of saying Amen. Okay. For those who know it, it's a reminder. For those who don't know it, maybe Lina Eder one day we'll be able to share with each other. Next point he says here is like this. In order to answer Amen, you have to hear the bracha. You don't make a bracha and answer amen to your own bracha. We're not talking about by benching, by Neir Shalayim. And by benching, by the way, by Neir Barachma of Yerushalayim, amen, or the different text of the Gra, but after it says amen, we don't say Yerushalayim amen. That's not how we do it. We learn the halacha and the Mishnah Brura. And he says very clearly, pause for a moment. Yerushalayim, then pause, then amen. It's not, there's a period, there's a dot there for a reason. Just like we learned when we were children. It's a period, you stop. And then you answer amen. The reason we're not here for the bench and shear now. Don't hold back good from someone. Which means, if you have a fruit, you're about to make a bracha, make the bracha so the person next to you can hear it and say amen. Al timna toiv. Don't hold back good. Ma moed tzarech lizor loimar habrachas b'korom, to say the brachas out loud. Im yesh anoshim sheyodea behem shechafetzim lanois al yimna toiv mehem. Especially if you know people who are yearning and desiring this opportunity to say amen. Make sure you make the brachas out loud. Ki godla mezake, the reward for a person who makes the bracha out loud, which enables someone else to answer amen, the reward is tremendous because you said the bracha out loud. Once again, you're not screaming it. You're not the chazan. You're making the bracha, you're making it audible so a person can answer amen. Whoever enables someone else to do a mitzvah is viewed like you did the mitzvah. Whoever enables someone else to do the mitzvah is viewed that you did the mitzvah. So he that says amen, because of your bracha that you made that he can hear it, it's as if you said amen as well.